Count on one, I'll hit it.
Yep. 3, 2, 1.
Nationwide and abroad, it's time to get hype.
Come on.
About the hobby we are all a part of. Live from the Mojo Break Studios, it's Dan and Doug.
Come on.
So, get hype. Be hype. This is...
What is going on, everybody? Thanks for joining The Hype, episode 36, Merton Hanks Chicken Dancing. I would do it if I had rhythm, but I can't. One of the greatest secondary guys in Niner history. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. We're going to talk about the Brantley new release, Mosaic, which you can get on Panini America's site. We're going to talk some NTNBA, Donruss rappers, allocation, NFL, and more. Dan, what's crack-a-lackin'?
What's going on, Merton Hanks, huh? Look at that guy. Guy's got the chicken dance, the neck, dude.
That's great. It's
phenomenal.
Yeah, it was between him and Jerome Bettis, but you know, I had to go with Merton because Jerome Bettis has history on the Rams. I'm not a big Rams fan.
And,
I was gonna throw the Steeler uni up there, but I decided to go with my boy, Merton Hanks.
Nobody,
I hope you guys can all remember Merton Hanks.
Nobody knows Merton Hanks.
Merton Hanks is a
nobody
beast.
Nobody has any idea.
And that is a fancy Bowman's best card. I like it. He went to 7 Pro Bowls. So
not a Hall of Famer.
Nah, not a Hall of Famer. I think he works in the Players Association now, I believe.
He was part of that 94 team with Dion and Eric Davis.
That was a great team. Gary Plummer, Ken Norton Jr.
Gary Plummer.
Yep. It was a good team. Good year. Last time we won. It's been a long time. C-Rad, how you feeling, dude?
Under the weather.
I think no relation to Tom, I don't think.
Tom Hanks?
No.
Could be. Long-lost brother from a different mother. Shout-out to Eric from Hall of Fame Baseball. We got our shirts in, buddy. I'm wearing it today, sporting, representing. It's a good quality shirt. And actually, it's got me this. It was a good color choice, too, because I can wear it on Saturday, and I won't get pinched. I really don't have many green shirts, so I might have to wear it again on Saturday. So shout-out to Hall of Fame Baseball Cards, Arcadia, California, HOFBC.com for the shirts. Hooked me and Dan up with the shirts. And I got mine on, so
I'd be sporting mine, but I didn't know if I really wanted to rock the twinsies today.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Have to save it for next week.
Yeah.
Well, I want to get right into a Mosaic NBA Prism, and I wanted to get everybody's feel for this product. Released directly on Panini America's site, and it still is available at the moment. Looks like it's going to be a pretty good buy for $100 a box. With the checklist is already out, so Panini's super confident in this release. You're getting 4 numbered to 25 cards per case, along with 4 autos per case, and I think they're saying 108 prisms in the case. So you've got all the big name rookies from the 17-18 season: Lonzo, Donovan Mitchell, Dennis Smith Jr. All these guys are in there, along with a lot of nice vet hits. Dan was just looking over the checklist, and it was amazeballs.
Yeah, I think there's about 12 veterans that I was counting. You got. Like Marc Gasol might be a tough one, but they're all numbered to 99 minus Reggie Miller, Kevin Durant, Kobe Bryant. I want to say there's a couple other vets that are numbered to 49, but all the rookies are numbered to 99 auto wise. Yeah. So you have the same chance of getting a Jason Tatum as a Bam Adebayo, but even I would say probably Bam Adebayo would probably be the worst rookie to get. The rookie checklist, it looks like it's only just a chunk of the first rounders.
Yeah, they cut out some of the
second rounders,
like the Ivan Robs and stuff like that.
I think Ivan Robs on there, but I don't like DJ Wilson and those guys, the guys who were the second rounders. Kuzma's in there though.
Yeah,
so Kuzma's in there.
No, Josh Hart, though. So if you get a Laker auto, you know you're doing pretty good, right?
Yeah. I mean, Lonzo, Kobe.
Kuzma.
So, I think the parallels are going to go nuts for the value at $100. It's almost a can't miss. I can't believe. I think they made about 900 cases. We were kind of crunching some numbers, and it looks like they made about 900 cases. It got released at 8 o'clock. I'm expecting it to be sold out by the end of the day. I'm kind of surprised it's not sold out already. These boxes are going to be $200 a piece.
Yeah, so basically 1 in 3 chance to get an auto. I'm assuming the boxes that don't have the auto are probably going to have the parallels, so you're probably still going to get a parallel in your boxes, I would assume. But last year, I mean, Ben Simmons base, reached $100, graded $150. I got that on the next slide as a recent sale of a graded Ben Simmons. Just base card.
Also,
so $105.
Little insight. These cards, I'm assuming it's going to be the same card stock, the same film that they put over it. These cards grade great. I mean, we graded about 10 Ben Simmons throughout the year, and I think we only got one. It was a 9. Everything else was a 9.5.
Yeah, they grade really well. And I didn't even tell you guys about today. We've got Select NBA on the topic of Mosaic here. We got Select NBA breaking today. And in a few minutes, a few moments, we'll give you a code to save big, and it's going to expire soon. So there it is. Use code MADMARCH for 14% off Pick Your Team breaks. Doesn't work on randoms, but there's a lot of PYT on the site, including Mosaic Prism. So if you want to get a team in Mosaic Prism, we're just talking about, you could use the code, save 14%. We don't usually run coupon codes this big, usually, normally. So save up and use it for today's breaks. But if you use another coupon, like our 10% one that's floating around, you will get refunded. So you can only use one coupon because the system will let you use more than one coupon. So you won't secure your team, but use Mad March to save 14% off. We have Optic Contenders coming up today. We've got Select you can use it on. We've got NT Football presale up on the site that you can use it for. So load up and save big. And after the show, we're going to be live with breaks. So get a jump on those teams and save big, guys. So Mad March, 14% off. But back to Prism Mosaic, I wanted to ask you two some questions and the room as well. Is there room for this release with all the Prism and all the basketball shininess that's been coming out? We'll start with C-Rad.
Is there room for this release?
Is there room for this release?
I would say maybe a sliver of space left. they're running this Prism well dried this year.
Right.
I think it was a little bit overdone, especially with the if there wasn't no fast break Prism, I'd be, you know, like, I think it'd be a little bit different. But because they put out that fast break Prism that really didn't do anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, however, the Prism Mosaic last year was a big hit, so I'm expecting this year to be even better with the draft class.
Yeah, I mean,
literally, you're chasing one guy last year's Prism Mosaic, right? And it was a makeup product for replay, but still, you were really only chasing one guy, Ben Simmons. This year, you got so many other guys to chase after. It's a second chance to get the Prism, parallels that you might have missed out on the first round.
Right, because Prism is so high. So yeah. I mean, this gives it a little bit lower of a price point. Dan, what are your thoughts on?
I was going to say, I'm like, find me some Prism.
Right.
I mean, yeah, fast break, but even the fast break stuff, I think wholesale, it's like $120-$130 a box, so it's not cheap. Prism retail pretty much dried up. Prism hobby pretty much dried up, unless you're going to spend a ridiculous amount of money. So people are still buying it. It's not readily available.
Yeah,
keep it coming.
Right,
keep it coming. If this Prism Mosaic sits on their site and it's up there for a week, 2 weeks, hasn't sold out yet, then yeah, maybe we have flooded the market at this point. Maybe we did not need this release. But I think that this design is slightly different. I thought last year it was the best release that they made all year, in my opinion. The 17 the 16-17 Prism Mosaic was my favorite release last year.
And keep in mind too, another point to point out versus regular Prism is these cards will have them playing. So the shots will be action shots, as opposed to regular Prism, which will just is from the photo shoot, and they're just sitting there posing, and it's a blank background. As you can see on this Tatum, he's playing. So that could add another element to the fact that, hey, I want my guy playing in a game on my card. So you'll have that whole other element of chasing. But you know who I feel bad for is Rainbow Collectors. Is this considered part of the Rainbow of Prism, or is this a whole separate ballgame?
I think of it as a separate release.
Yeah.
Yeah, it almost has to be a separate release because they're not in the same photos, so it's hard to say like I'm continuing the rainbow or making.
I think you could have a completely separate rainbow with this product.
Yeah, it would just look weird if you're like, "Here's my rainbow, guys," and they're like, "Well, this picture is different from the rest of these Prism cards."
Good point. So yeah, it's like kind of like Optic Contenders. So that's a different release than Contenders. Then you're not considering that. Part of the rainbow for Contenders, right? So,
no.
I mean, with the cracked ice and all that good stuff. But, yeah, we'll see. I mean, it did well last year with this weak rookie class. I tend to think they made less of this one based on the amount of color you're going to get based on what they say on their website. Because they had to basically make up as many cases they made a replay, they had to make cases of Mosaic last year. So they may have made more of that to fulfill compared to this one where they're not tying it to anything.
Now, I think last year's Mosaic release was intended to be released the same way as 17-18 Prism Mosaic release. I think it was an iCollect Panini straight-to-consumer release.
Mm-hmm.
But they pulled the plug on that idea because the outrage from
replay owners.
So I think Mosaic last year was going to be released the same way as we've seen it released this year.
Yeah. I agree. I'm going on there just to see if it's still available. Online exclusive, guys, and it is. $100 a box, Prism Mosaic. And the checklist is up, so you can comb through the checklist. It's a good checklist.
I don't think that you – if you're buying it to basically – I mean, obviously, if you're buying it to rip it and sell off what you get and maybe keep some cards, I don't – it's hard to say how you're going to do. I think the value is definitely there. I think if you buy it to prospect it and hold on to it for a while and then sell it as a sealed case, I think you'll do well. I don't think there's any way you can really lose money doing that.
Yeah.
Because once people start opening this, and if it's delivering, and based on the checklist, it looks like it is going to deliver.
Yeah, there's no way this is going to go down.
There's no – I mean, people are going to be looking for this product.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially on the heels of Contenders basketball. Yeah. Super hot.
Yeah.
And that had two autos, and one of the autos in every box is kind of a dumpy auto.
Right.
So this is and that went up to about $250 a box.
It's still going up. $4,000 a box.
So I mean, I think there's about 900 cases of this made. Tons of color. Color's going to do well. The auto subjects are going to do well. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer.
I mean, and to be devil's advocate here, I don't necessarily believe with my next statement, but how many times can people keep buying Jason Tatum's or Lonzo Ball autos? So that's my fear, is that how many more releases can the hobby withstand? We need new people to come in and buy these and drive up the prices, but if there's too much overproduction on this stuff, is it going to affect it long term? Like 5 years from now, many autos are we going to have of Jason Tatum?
But we were just talking about that with the Contenders release. They brought back Contenders. Nobody really thought it was going to do that good. Look at it. It's ridiculous. People want more of it. They're willing to pay whatever.
Right.
So there's still a demand for this stuff. So if there's a demand, I mean, supply it.
Right. Supply the demand. I mean, it is one of the best years we've seen since 03, 04 is what a lot of people are saying. We started breaking in 9-10 during the lockout NBA season. So we've been through, 12-13. We've been through 13-14 with Giannis, which was really bad because Giannis took a long time for people to want to collect him. 14-15 had Wiggins and Embiid was hurt. 15-16 was a really good class with Towns, Porzingis, Booker. That was a fabulous class. 16-17 was down because you didn't have Simmons autos. We're in a class now where you've got 9 or 10 guys that are premier guys. What did you say, C-Rad, the other day? That there's 9 rookies that are outperforming Malcolm Brogdon's numbers from last year, and Malcolm Brogdon was the rookie of the year?
The top 9 rookies from this year statistically are blowing Brogdon's stats out the water.
Just think about that. That's
so
insane.
You can say that this is a once every 20 years rookie class.
Yeah.
I was going to say once in a decade, but let's say once every 20 years.
Yeah.
So on a product like this, how can you lose? On essentially any product, in 10 years, how much 17, 18 Panini basketball product are you just going to be able to pop online and be able to pick up a box?
If it's like 03, 04, 0.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a couple retails, couple Chronicles or something, and the products that aren't wanted.
It's going to be insane. So, I don't think this amount of releases would ever fly in any other rookie class but the rookie class we're in right now.
Yeah. Yeah, you just obviously worry as a collector, these things need to be collectible. And when it's readily available like a 1991 Pro set, there's no collectibility to it. So
yeah, but we're not at that point.
We're in uncharted territory. So we've got to see. Hopefully when it comes to be a down rookie class.
You still need the inventory. You still need the autos. You still need the relics to make the products.
Right.
Pro set, they were just printing them out. Like yeah, yeah. You just needed cardboard and some ink.
Yeah, I wonder if there's going to be any redemptions in this. I would assume they're all going to be live with these guys. Maybe that's why they didn't have certain guys in here, because there were redemptions. But
well, Mitchell's been a redemption in a lot of products coming up, but this is going to be a sticker auto, so maybe they do have some stickers around. I want to say Mitchell was live in Chronicles, and that was a sticker.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, maybe select because it was on card. Here's another question before we move on to the next topic is, would you rather have an auto out of this or an auto out of select?
This, like I said, it was my favorite release, and it wasn't even a release. It was just attached to replay.
Right. Right. Yeah. So you're going to have to see, I mean, the golds compared to the gold selects will be another, cause you can't really compare it to Prism, right? Prism gold will be the king in a sense. But gold selects compared to gold mosaics.
Look what gold selects and any parallels of select, look what they're selling for.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
I think that mosaics are going to sell for more than that.
Wow. So this should be a fun release. Speaking of a fun release, staying on the topic of basketball, NTNBA is up for pre-sale on major online retailers such as Blowout Cards. And if anybody wants to take a guess, we already know. What do you think they're selling a box of NT for? I'll give you guys a second to think about that. Usually pre-sale.
I know.
Usually pre-sale price is $400 to $500. They've got this bad boy coming out at $950 a box. I mean, it looks good. It looks like NT. It's got logo mans. There you can see there on Blowout, $949 a box for this stuff, which I can't remember it coming out at this high. I think even in 15, 16, I think they came out like $600.
It eventually settled in at $4,000, $4,500, but that was like months after.
So this is insane. And they're not even selling cases. They're only selling it by the box at this point. I mean, they probably don't even know how much they're getting. They know they're getting some, obviously. But $949, that's insane.
Well,
I'm
not a math genius, but if you just multiply that by four, here's your case cost.
Right, right. But I think they're just kind of testing the market on the boxes before they start putting up cases. But who in their right mind is going to pay has $4,000 lying around? I mean, there's not many customers that do.
So where's the ceiling?
There? What? I don't know. $6,000? $7,000?
$6,000.
What do you think? What's your feeling on a ceiling on this one?
$2,000.
$2,000 is your ceiling? A box?
Whew. Would it say money? Say you have $5,000 floating around. Are you gonna spend $5,000 on a case of NT?
No.
No. No. Who would?
Well, I don't know. We have our theories with Blowout. I think they sell to a lot of online group breakers, so they can. Rise. They could have the box price at $950, and then they're selling it wholesale at $700, and they're still making a killing. Now, we don't know what kind of games are going to be played with this. We have an allocation segment coming up, so we can kind of include that in there. Panini knows that this stuff's going to be highly wanted, highly allocated, highly desirable. I mean, the RPAs, we named 9 guys that are probably going to be over. And you guys say in the chat, logo man or bust, I do agree with that, but there could be 9 or 10 guys. The RPAs could sell for 1500 minimum. I mean, you're talking about Lonzo's probably going to be $5,000. I know that sounds crazy, but you look at the pass prices, and the pass prices dictate. You look at Giannis is selling for $10,000. Devin Booker's selling for, and he's not even playing that well. He's on probably the worst team in the NBA, and he's still selling for $3,000.
Yeah.
Your nine rookies are going to go sell for over $1,000.
Yeah, but there's going to be probably, 45 rookies, maybe 50 rookies that have RPAs. They're going to have the first
35 to 50 probably.
Okay. You're going to have nine of those that are going to go for an insane amount, right?
Yes.
Which is crazy, which is the reason why boxes are $1,000. But you're also going to have a ton of guys that are going to be $40, $50.
Right, like a Zizic and a Zuiqui maybe.
And in previous years, you would get one true RPA in a case. So, I mean.
Right.
I wouldn't buy a case. I mean, I think not because we sell group breaks, but I think group breaks are the obvious way to get into a product like this when it starts shooting up to ridiculous prices. Because at $1,000 a box, you are going to get murdered. There's no, I mean, unless you hit a Tatum, Ball, even Fultz will probably pay for your box. The nine guys, you're going to have nine guys that you want to get. And you don't know if those nine guys are going to be live. There's a chance that Mitchell could be a redemption. It wouldn't surprise me. He's been on a lot of on-card stuff. He's been a redemption throughout the whole year.
Yeah.
Now, that definitely will affect the value of the product if Mitchell ends up winning Rookie of the Year, which I think that's still debatable.
Yeah.
But if he's a redemption in that, that is going to affect the value.
Yeah, it is. What do you guys think of the in the chat? What do you guys think of the RPA design? Is it a good design this year? It's on the next screen with the Tatum. What do you guys think of that? I think it's a clean design. I think it looks like it's a pretty big window, which they usually always try to have. But I like that design. I think those are going to be desirable as far as appearance standpoint. But I think the key is how many are going to be in a case. Hopefully, at that price, there's at least two in a case, because one in a case is going to be absolutely brutal.
I think if you get two, you're going to get like DJ Wilson, Tony Bradley. You're not going to get a Tatum and a Markkanen. You're going to get like Kennard and I keep on putting up DJ Wilson.
DJ Wilson.
I keep on throwing that guy out there. He's probably good ball player, but I'm just saying if you get two, you're probably going to get the lower tier rookies that you want.
I mean, it'd be nice if there was one in every box, but I doubt that that's going to happen, right? So
you high?
Yeah. Well, no, the price of the box is high right now.
They could technically put one RPA if they put like three weaker guys.
I think we're going to be seeing one RPA a box or one RPA case.
That's going to be tough.
What would you say now? You got to be leaning towards one RPA, true RPA a case.
The last 2 years, they put at least 2 to 3 RPAs per case.
Yeah, the last couple of years they have.
It was
the 12-13 when they only had the three box case.
14-15 was the three box with only one RPA per case.
Yeah, I think once they went to four boxes, they went to two RPAs. But you know, we've had cases that last year I remember that only had one, and it wasn't even a good one. So there are those dud cases. The only thing that concerns me for collectors is how many people are going to get murdered. And I know we have that whole thing that Panini doesn't intend on making this a $950 box, right?
Nope.
But they have to have it in their mind on this release, correct?
No, they have a budget to stay in when they're producing the product. They can't control what the secondary market does. They can't control what the blowout cards is going to price a case at. They, if anything, they want this case. They want a box to stay at $500. That is what they intended. That's the value they intended to put into it was $500.
I tend to disagree.
I know for a fact that is how they go about doing it.
And I'll tell you why I disagree, because they tie it to stuff. So yes, they intended it to be $350 a box, but they're only going to give distributors or blowout or whatever X amount of cases, and then they're going to say, you want more of this, this is what we have to sell you. So, in fact, that inflates the price because Blowout has to buy Chronicles or they have to buy something that's bad that they know they can't sell in order to get it. And we know that's going to come down the pipeline to us at some point. We're going to be like, oh, yeah, here's your one case of NT. But
yeah, because they see what Blowout is selling a box for. So they're like, well, why not? If you're going to try to sell it for $1,000, we're going to try to basically make you take more product. If Blowout came out and priced it at $500, then they wouldn't be able to tie it to anything.
Right.
Because they have no leverage, but they have leverage saying, like, look, you bought it for $380 and you're trying to get $1,000 for it. Then now we can basically leverage you into taking more product.
Right. Well, and that's the issue I have with Blowout being, Card shops give Blowout, like, thank you for being.
We usually say online retailers, but we're just going straight to the source of this one.
Yeah, and I don't dislike Blowout. I mean, they're trying to make money like everybody else, but
we can also say, I mean, D8 does the same thing, Steel City does the same thing. Like they all kind of follow suit.
Yeah, they do. They all follow suit cuz they're all trying to make money, but I mean, my issue here is for the common folk, which is us, is the fact that distributors are like going through Blowout. They're like, "Ooh, $950." Man, we were going to give out 40 cases to Mojo, but 40 cases, and wait a second, we're leaving $500 a box on the table. So wait a second, we should only give them 5 cases, and then we're going to hold the rest back and say we don't have any more, and then we're going to raise the cost, all because Blowout came out at $900. And like I said, there's going to be huge demand on this. Maybe they're leaving money on the table at $950, but I just... they control the whole market, and you know, they went from being the cheapest to the highest. I mean, if you guys remember Blowout cards, they were always below cost on a bad year.
On a release like this, though, on a rookie year like this, don't you want to make sure that you cash in, because not every year is going to be like this?
Yeah.
Do you basically just go, okay, we're going to make the same amount that we make in a bad year? Even though a bad year, we may actually lose money because there's no demand for the product because nobody's driving the product up. You take the good with the bad. You basically make extra money on a good year to supplement a bad year where you actually lose money. I mean, I don't know.
But we can't plan for bad years. You just got to take the bad years. Who knows? We may be on a 15-year run of all good years.
But you don't want to basically undercut yourself.
But this cause and effect is going to create bad years because
online retailers are in the business to do what?
Make money.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it. But you also can sacrifice long-term growth by pricing people out of products, by making collectors go away because they can't afford these products. Or they get into a break and they spend $100 and they get nothing, or they get a $5 base card on a product that should be $60.
It's like if you're like a Tesla dealership, right? And there's just people waiting to get them, right?
Yeah.
And you get like, say, 20 of them in stock, and you're just like, you know what? I know they sell for $50,000, but I'm going to sell all mine for $40,000. And then you're out of cars and you have nothing to sell. Like, when you should have probably sold it for what the market was dictating.
But they dictate their own market. That's the problem. There's not other guys that are coming out at that price. They started at that price, and then that's what everybody else has to follow suit for. There needs to be a meeting in the middle of this. Now, like I said, we're in the business to make money as well, but it's harder for an industry to grow when the prices are so high.
No, it's going to price people out. I understand. I get your argument. People are going to get murdered so often that they're just going to be like, I'm out.
Right.
Like, I'm done. I'm going to go into RC cars now as my hobby. And yeah. I'm done collecting baseball cards.
Right.
I'm going to go fly a drone around.
Yeah. I mean, you get a guy.
Or what else? What do people do for hobbies?
If you went to Vegas and there was only $250 slots, and there was no $5 slots, you're not going to have any customers over a long period of time, because there's only going to be the high rollers that are coming in for $250 a slot on a pull, And the guys that just, you know, drove down there and they had $100 in their pocket, they can't even go anymore. I'm just saying, and I know there's different releases for different price points. I get that, but having it double the price for you know, right when it comes out is just insane to me. And I know it's one of the best rookie classes of all time, but it's just, it's insane, and it's going to make it harder for anybody else to get it, including customers. Not only just us, but customers. We're all going to have to pay a premium for something that's meant to be $500 a box. So, it's going to be a good release.
$250 a pull, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Woo!
Yeah. Could you imagine?
I mean,
I wouldn't even go in there.
I would expect it to last a lot longer, right? It wouldn't just be a standard
slot machine. It'd be just high roller room. It's like, boom, that's it. You're done.
You get the wheels to spin for like 5 seconds and it's done.
Yeah. Not even five seconds.
They should spin for like 4 minutes. Like, just keep on going.
I don't know. I mean, it's just, we don't know. And it's already double. It's just crazy to me. But it's going to, we're all going to forget about this on the release week of this. And we're going to go through cases and everybody's going to be like, I hit my local man. But there's going to be a lot of people that don't get anything. And they're going to spend double what they normally would spend. And I just, you know, that could affect long-term growth of collectors.
You know what people would say? Well, why don't you sell your boxes at $500?
Yeah, I know they would say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're...
Yeah, and I'd say no. I'm just trying to look at all the sides here. But we don't even know if we're going to get any boxes. At this point, nobody's confirmed anything that we're getting. So we don't know. We could have one box. We could have one box. Like, yeah, that's all you get. If you want more, you got to buy a Kobe Eminence per box. One case of Kobe Eminence for one box of NT. So if you want a whole case of NT, you got to buy four Kobe Eminences at 10 grand. So
13.5.
Yeah. Edwin says you're right. The price of newly released produced being marked up might drive some collectors out. With the prices, the market price most kids out of the hobby. Right. We've already gotten the point of no return with kids at this point. But they're doing, you know, they're playing Madden and other games, and they're not really in this hobby anyway. I don't know how we bring them back, and we've tried. But you're right. You can't get $3 pack and get anything good in it anymore.
We sit here and this is a conversation that we've been to so many different conferences, and we've had so many conversations about let's get the kids back in and get the kids back into it. And the only thing I've seen are products that are $30,000 a box, $13,000 a box. There ain't no kids sniffing $13,000 to buy a Kobe Eminence.
No.
Like...
Dude, it's funny because
I mean, you're gonna have to really save your allowance for that $13,000 Kobe Eminence box.
You gotta pass up the new video game for about 8 years.
That's
right?
A shit ton of lawns being mowed to get yourself into that mix. But we always say that this hobby is it's probably been alienating kids for the last 20 years.
Yeah,
but it. Started as a kid's hobby. We all started as kids in this hobby. So there's that whole, like, let's get kids back into it. But that's not going to happen at these price points. And no. I understand. Like,
and you guys keep on this topic. I got to run real quick.
You have like the opening day packs that are $3 or $1 or series one. That's a couple bucks, but kids don't want that because nobody wants it. Like, I mean, there's still collectors for that stuff, but everything's about the chase. Everything's about the big hit. So no one's going to be, no kids are going to be beating down a door trying to get opening day packs. They want the same stuff that everybody else wants.
Yeah. They want the $5,000 RPAs.
Yeah. So, you know, what's next? Let's see. Donruss rappers. I rap like rappers. Like what?
I think this part Doug would probably want to talk about.
Oh, he wants to talk.
Box, boom, shakalaka.
Yeah.
Boom, shakalaka. What did you guys get on Monday, by the way, from Supreme?
Oh, we got a Thon.
No, that was him.
Oh, that was you.
Allen Iverson patch auto to
Allen Iverson
25
and a Carl Anthony Towns base card.
To 32.
Sports Clown would have loved that one.
Oh yeah, check out Sports Clown on YouTube and watch his breaks. It's pretty funny, pretty entertaining. But yes, 45 box. You probably already said it. 45 box. Boom, shakalaka going down on Saturday night. We got Supreme Hardcourt. We got 16, 17 NT. We got Select. Noir. Somebody asked about Grand Reserve. It's in the break. So $45 going down on Saturday night. And also, if you just joined the chat, we have a code, special code, Mad March. Will save you 14% off any pick your team break. So it doesn't work on randoms, and it can't be combined. And if you combine it with a 10% off code, you will get refunded and not get your team. But 14% off, you can use it on any of today's PYTs and any of the pre-sales, including NT Football, including Prism Mosaic, including Topps Inception, Topps Tribute. So load up. We usually don't do big coupons like this. We're a very small margin business. So it's just for watching the show, use it up. And it's going to expire in a few days. So definitely use it while you can. But I wanted to go into the next topic, which is Donruss rappers. And not the type that make music, but the actual rappers of the packs.
Nah, rappers.
They are doing a rapper redemption for Donruss. So if you have your packs, save them. For every 24 packs, you get a special 3-card pack if you send it in to Panini. They announced this 5 days after the release of Donruss. So I don't have to tell you about the outrage, but there's people that are really mad because they threw their rappers away like any other standard human being would do.
No.
Why would you hold on to them?
Save everything. Never throw a rapper away again. Ever. Hold on to everything.
Hold on to it all.
Hold on to the boxes.
Just a room full of rappers.
Yep. You're going to be on the next episode of Hoarders.
So
just with rappers everywhere.
Yeah, so I actually had a lot of fun going through dumpster diving photos. I went a little I put one too many on here, but these guys found some fruit. They went in there looking for Adonis rappers. If you're listening on the podcast, you obviously can't see what we're talking about, but we got some dumpster dive photos. So yeah, they're getting their fruit. They're getting their that might be Dan. I think he's on that new diet. That might be you, dude. Is that how you get your fruit?
Dude, going green, bro.
That one's a good one. He's almost all in, you know, in a sense. I think the one coming up is that one's even better. I don't know what the hell that guy was trying to do, but he had his whole outfit on, mask, speedo. He was jumping in for Donruss Raptors, just trying to find him. Great photo. And I think I had one more, I think, coming up next. And this was actually from England, and this guy was jumping in their dumpster, which looked very small. So yeah, if you have your Donruss Raptors in your dumpster, go ahead and get your dumpster dive on and get them out. Send them in a Panini. You get a 3-card pack. But outrage. Absolute outrage from the collectors that have thrown them away. While you're queuing that up, there's a link in the chat there for the Ohtani autos. But I wanted to talk to you about, I wanted to have Dan's opinion. Why do you think they released the wrapper details late?
Well, the obvious answer is probably what we were talking about earlier, is that They had this idea of releasing the rapper redemption, but they also may have made more Donruss based on when they got Ohtani. They probably saw a influx of distributors trying to go back to the well and get more pre-orders, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, oh, well, we made more than we intended on selling. Because they probably never really sell out all of what they make in flagship Donruss baseball. They probably always have some stock they can sell on their site, some stuff that they can do Black Friday like promotions with, some stuff that they can do VIP party passes
right,
with.
Right.
So they keep some of that stock because it's probably one of their higher margin releases.
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, well, we'll hold on to it. They sold all of it. Out, done.
Ohtani
just sold all of it. So they're like, uh-oh, these wrapper redemptions we actually have more cases than we have wrapper redemptions. So let's wait 5 days, because nobody in their right mind is going to keep Donruss wrappers with just the chance that there may be a wrapper redemption. Nobody would do that.
Right.
So let's go. On release, we're probably going to see about 15 to 20% of the product opened up.
Yeah.
I like that. So that's about 20% of it completely wiped out. Those wrappers are gone. Ours are in the landfill. Like they've already been picked up. Yeah. So there's nothing we could do about it. That was the intention. I think that they didn't make enough redemption packs for the amount of product that they made.
Ooh, you found one.
So
need 24 more.
I'm getting
23 more.
23. Oh yeah, 23
more. So that is my long-winded theory. With,
no, I agree with that. With there was on one of the forums, we're part of a sports card store owner forum. The guy thinks that the initial wave would sell on its own because of the hype, and they wanted to do this to continue to have people come to the shop. So they wanted to space it out. They knew they were going to get the initial people that would buy it without the wrapper redemption. Now they're like, okay, we want to add some extra to move what store stock they have. And I could see that happening too. It's just maybe kind of let some of the stores. Now, I guess it would get leaked right away then too. But I'm like, you would just when you tell somebody that, you know, it's kind of like if you have you go in and you buy like an Apple phone and it's like $800 and then 3 days later it's $600. You're going to be pissed because you missed out on the sale that you were early, but you missed out on the sale. So now you want to go try to get your $600 back. I see it on Twitter. People are actually trying to say, I got my boxes still. I got my invoices still. Can I still get these packs? You know, I threw it away. I don't have the wrappers, but I have the box. Or can I show you my invoice? And I don't know if there's a solution for that. I don't know if Panini's saying yes, we'll honor them. Probably not. They probably want the wrappers. But, yeah. So
I think of that Matthew McConaughey phrase. I think it's in Dazed and Confused where they're like, something so his comeback is it would be a lot cooler if you did. So it's like Panini's like, hey, did you save those wrappers? And Matthew McConaughey is like, nope. And Panini's like, be a lot cooler if you did. We got some free shit now, but yep. you don't get it
because you missed out.
So I don't.
Even though you're such a loyal to your card shop and you went in the day of and you busted the box right in front of the card shop owner and you had him throw away your packs, which, of course, he's probably taken out his garbage already. And now you got to call that card shop. How many card shop owners do you think got phone calls saying, do you have my wrapper still? That's probably a real thing. Happened.
I got to admit, I wouldn't have the stones to release a promo 5 days after a product got released. I wouldn't be able to do that knowing that the outrage and disappointment and the backlash that's going to be coming my way, I wouldn't want to put myself in that position. So I just probably wouldn't even do it.
Right.
I would probably look at it and go, you know what? Let's attach these to another product and we could basically base it on pre-order. So let's say there's another baseball product that comes out.
Well, there's Optic, Donruss Optic.
So, yeah, say that's coming out and just go, okay, when this releases, we're going to go ahead and do a wrapper redemption with this. Don't do it 5 days after. You're like, Panini is just setting people up to be pissed off.
Yeah, definitely.
And there's a lot of things. They put themselves in very bad positions like this on a regular basis.
They do.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. Like somebody needed to step in and go, stop. Don't do that.
Or do you think it's as simple as somebody who was supposed to release the information last week got their day wrong and they released it this week?
Then somebody needs to step in and be like, stop. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I wanted to look at the Ohtani sales.